While much of the attention at tomorrow night's Anchorage Assembly meeting will be on the municipal budget, two other items are on the agenda that could produce some future fireworks, one literally and another politically. KSKA's Len Anderson has more.
The former arises as an ordinance sponsored by Chair Dick Traney and calls for a New Year's Eve lifting on the city's firework ban.
It only makes sense. People from Anchorage go to Houston, buy their fireworks, bring them to Anchorage, rush them out, light them, run back in the house so they can't be seen by a police officer. So just knock it off and let the people use fireworks legally for one day of the year for a few hours. I doubt if anything outside is going to burn.
Traney's proposal would allow the discharge of saleable fireworks under Alaska law within municipal boundaries from 7:30 p.m. December 31st until 1:30 a.m. January 1st. Traney proposed a similar ordinance 3 years ago. It was defeated by a split vote, not so much because of fire danger, but over safety concerns for children and impaired adult New Year's celebrants. But then, following the Anchorage Assembly's rejection, Wasilla adopted a New Year's Eve fireworks ordinance.
They just took the same verbiage and changed the name who's introducing it. Since I got it passed there, I thought I'd try it down here in Anchorage again.
The second ordinance introduced and likely to produce assembly sparks, plus some heated community conversation, asked to put a ballot measure before the voters amending the municipal charter to allow a simple majority approval of a sales tax. The charter currently requires a supermajority of 60%, a target that's proven impossibly high in past sales tax votes. Assemblymember Chris Birch feels he may have the key to eventually winning a simple majority of voters should a sales tax reappear on the ballot.
The charter amendment that we hope to bring to the voters next spring would provide them an opportunity to offset property taxes on a dollar-for-dollar basis sales tax revenues that could potentially be passed.
Birch's proposed charter change would allow simple majority of approval of a municipal sales tax only if all tax revenues collected went to property tax relief. If Birch's simple majority charter change wins assembly approval and subsequent voter backing next April, Birch expects that a sales tax ballot measure offering a dollar-for-dollar reduction in business and residential property taxes will eventually appear.
I think sales tax basically offers a diversification option. I know the Chamber of Commerce is keenly interested in looking at diversifying the property tax base, so all the burden is not fully borne by the property owners.
Neither Traney nor Birch are certain of what sort of reception their two proposed ordinances will receive from their assembly colleagues, but they'll soon find out. The public hearings for both ordinances are scheduled for tomorrow evening's Anchorage Assembly meeting. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.